Blog Talk Radio.
Imagine if Ralph and Norton were alive today, and they had Norton had the smartphone. Well, this is radio. You can't see what I'm doing, but I'm moving my hand every which way and, you know, making all kinds of funny gestures and all that.
This is annoying, Frank. I had it before, and it's not going.
Hey, what happened to the music? What'd you do now?
I'm pressing it. It's just not going.
Oh, now you hit the wrong button.
No, I didn't.
Now you hit the toilet bowl button.
That's right. Flush.
That's it.
It's not going, I swear. I'm hitting it. All this whole time.
Well,
I'm hitting it. Now I've brought up another screen, I swear. It does this.
Hit it again.
I am. I haven't stopped hitting it. All right, wait. Here it is.
Anybody out there want to be an engineer, give us a call.
No, anybody out there have real engineer equipment? No, let me stop.
Well, if they're going to be the engineer, they got to have the equipment.
The equipment, everything.
Otherwise, what good are they?
Here it is. Oh, my God. Surprise. Sorry.
Jackie Gleason, the smartphone honeymooners, with the stars, Art Carney, Audrey Meadows, Joyce Randolph, and brought to you by Clorox.
Clorox?
Clean your mother with Clorox, especially if she's been in a nursing home.
And now it's gone. It won't stop now.
Norton, I gotta get out of this place. I'm in dire straits. This place is horrible. Ralph, what's that smell? It smells like I'm down on stone work in the sewer. Yeah, that's another reason. This place is horrible. Well, it's supposed to be a good place. It's supposed to be a beautiful nursing home. Yeah, nursing home for
yeah,
who?
Yeah, right. No nursing home's beautiful. Sorry.
Not for us. It's beautiful for the people who work here. They take all the money. They even took my money from the bus company. Yeah, well, it's a good thing you don't own a house, Ralph, because, va-va-va-voo. What am I going to do now?
Va-va.
I need money to get out of here. I need an apartment. Wait a minute. I have a smartphone. Wait a minute. Oh, Siri, how does Ralph get out of the nursing home? Dash!
How does Ralph
you cut
get out
that
of the nursing home?
Don't knock it, Ralph. This phone is pretty smart when it wants to be. Watch this. Oh, Siri. What's from 1 to 10?
9.
Will you cut that out? 9. Now listen, Norton. This is serious. How am I going to get the money for the apartment? Wait a minute. Maybe I can sell my smartphone. Anybody here want to buy a smartphone? Will you cut that out? Are you a moron or what? Now listen, this place is horrible. Alice came to visit me once and they wouldn't let her in.
Well, that's horrible.
Wouldn't let her in? No, why not? I don't know. Something about the wife can't visit the husband.
Wow.
Wife can't visit the husband. Well, I never heard of that, Ralph. Sounds like you're in the wrong place.
Mm-hmm.
Better believe I'm in the wrong place.
So,
I don't know what's going
on
in
here.
Then another doctor came in here and started asking me all kinds of questions.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to know if I hear voices. I said, yeah, I hear a voice telling me to get out of here.
That's right.
He thought I was mentally deranged. Wait a minute. I think I know who that doctor was. Dr. Fu Manchu. Will you cut that out? Fu Manchu. Wait a minute, Ralph. Now let me ask the smartphone Siri. The best way to get out of here. Oh, your Siri of all knowing all and through all and be all every all. How does Ralph get out of here? The front door.
The front. I was about to say that.
Okay, well, you got to admit, Ralph, that phone sure is smart. Stupid, like you. I don't know what's more stupid, you or the phone. Now, listen, what are we going to do? Wait a minute, I got another idea. Siri, will you stop with that, Siri? How does Ralph get the money to get an apartment?
Rob a bank.
Boy, what, are you a maniac or something? Rob a bank. Where did you get that phone anyway? I got it at in the Cracker Jack box for my cousin. Cracker Jack box? Oh, yeah, they got them in there now, Ralph. See, there used to be a lot of money, but now you pay $2 for the Cracker Jacks. And if you're lucky, you'll get a smartphone. Yeah, and if you're unlucky, you'll turn into a maniac. Yeah, that's right. Oh, wait a minute. Hey, Ralph, this is a nursing home. Have they got any good-looking nurses in here? Good-looking nurses? Are you out of your mind? They all look like Alice's mother from the front to the back.
Oh, no.
Alice's mother? Boy, Ralph, are you in trouble? Not only do they look like Alice's mother, they talk like Alice's mother, and every time you wake up in the morning, you think you're home with Alice's mother.
No.
Yeah. What am I going to do? Wait a minute. Oh, Siri, will you stop there with that stupid thing? Siri. Siri, it's Norton. Staying here much longer. I'm not going to be able to get out. They tell me I'll be institutionalized.
Uh-oh.
Institutionalized? What's that mean, Rob? I don't know, but I don't like the sound of that word. Mm. Well, don't feel so bad. I feel enclosed many times in my job in the sewer. What's this got to do with the sewer? Well, we have a saying down there, see? When you're feeling enclosed in, you're all stressed out, and may I favor you with this little ode?
Yeah.
Would you stop that? When the time and tide is turned against you,
uh-huh,
and you feel like your mind is going to snap, and you're going to choke, don't despair. Lay on your back and float. Get out! It's sight frolics. Lay on your back and float.
Instead of cruise.
I like that, yeah. Right. Oh, Siri, Siri. Oh, Sicilian. Will you?
You're losing it. You really are.
Oh, man. You hear about the guy who had a smartphone and it didn't work, and he kept banging it and smashing it.
Yeah.
And he was hitting it up against the pole.
Uh-huh.
You know, and the thing it broke. And he got a shock, and he had to go to the hospital.
No, I didn't hear about that. Oh, that's interesting.
It was all over the news. You didn't hear about that?
No, I didn't know.
Yeah.
What was that?
So much for those dumb phones. Hey, wait a minute. They got smartphones. We ought to come up with a phone called the dumb phone.
You might make millions.
How about that one? I bet you people would go for that.
Sure
it's the opposite of the smartphone.
Yeah.
You know?
We got
anything,
the best phone for you. It's called the dumb phone.
Anything you want to know, plus.
Intimidated by the smartphone? Well, you've got the dumb phone.
That's right.
That's how I'd advertise it.
You know, some people would be dumb enough to buy that.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm advertising.
They'd buy it just to goof off.
Yeah.
I could see Gabriel buying it.
Oh,
I got a dumb phone. Everybody has a smartphone. I'm different. I got a dumb phone.
I got the best phone. It's a dumb phone for me.
Yeah, my phone tells me when to cross the street.
Uh-oh.
It does? Yeah. It says, cross the street when the light is not in your favor.
Uh-oh,
dumb
the
phone.
Opposite.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my phone tells me, don't go to the doctor, they'll kill you.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Tells me, one time I said, where's the nearest hospital? And the dumb phone said, I don't know, but don't go there.
Well, that's smart, actually, no. Depends on
all right.
who you ask.
The dumb phone. Yeah. All right, Insight Follies, we got the Lauren Hardy coming up, the piano movers.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Pat Cooper going to comment on the nursing homes.
No.
Ooh, that ought to be a regular riot.
That ought to be a real regular riot.
And if we're lucky, maybe we'll get Louie. We haven't had Louie on the show for months. Gee, I hope he's still around.
Oh, he's around.
All right. What else we got? Around the world with the frolics. We got just some stupid, wacky stuff, you know, whatever.
It always is.
Whatever comes up. You know, a lot of the stuff that happens that's funny is...
comes to real things.
Is when you're a kid.
Oh, yeah.
You ever think of that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, the kid.
Real funny stuff.
Growing up.
I mean, yeah.
You know, we used to tease this guy on the block. His name was Pete. I think he was a little off in the brain, you know. And we were kids. We were only kids, you know.
Yeah.
So we used to tease him, and
what'd
he was afraid of dogs.
Oh.
So
what'd you do with them?
One time, Michael got this dog. See, this brown dog. You know, there's always a brown dog in a neighborhood. You ever notice that?
Yeah.
Any neighborhood in this country, a brown stray dog. You know.
Aw, it's true.
And this dog was kind of playful and excitable. He was a nice dog. He I don't think he ever bit anybody. But this guy Pete came down the road. He used to work for the grocery store down the corner.
Yeah.
I used to talk like this. Hey, don't bring the dog. That's a bit of a battle with the dog. You know, and Michael had this dog, and he was holding on to him. And here comes Pete. And Michael couldn't keep a straight face for nothing. He was, That's how he would laugh.
Oh no!
And he had the dog, and the dog saw Pete, and his dog started barking and jumping, and carrying on, you know, in a nice way, you know.
Yeah, but that's
and Pete goes, No dog! And Michael let the dog. Michael let the dog go, and there goes Pete running
the other way. That's what he did.
And the dog,
my aunt of big dogs. She didn't like big dogs.
The dog bit his pants. Ripped his pants. And there goes Pete running down the corner with half a pants. And Michael's cracking up. Should have had that. They didn't have the YouTube in those days.
That would have been funny.
That would have made a nice
little
video.
Article.
world's funniest video, whatever they call it.
Probably.
All right. Yeah, there's all kinds of things that happen when you're a kid. There was this one guy, he worshipped his car. He had an old Packet, Albie, you know.
Yeah.
And he would come out the window, stay away from my car.
Yeah.
Don't get on my car. Get away from the car. You couldn't even stand near the car, even if you weren't touching it. Yeah. He was a nut.
Get
away from the car. So Michael was the instigator.
Yeah.
And Michael said, come on, let's go on Albie's car. And he's yelling up at the window, Albie, I'm going to drive your car. I'm getting in your car, Albie. Get away from my car.
Of course now that makes him flip
Albie,
out
you better
more.
Go in. You're gonna fall out the window. He was hanging out the window. His mother started yelling at him. What's the matter with you, Albie? You're crazy. You know,
you're probably
so
right. She's probably
then
probably
was
right.
The time when we used to sit on Albie's car and he went crazy. Then there was another time when I was a kid when I snuck up on the roof.
Oh.
You know?
Why?
And because it was fun. And I'm sitting up on the roof. I'm sitting on the edge of the roof. Now, you know, this is the top floor, five stories up. Dangling my legs off the side. Right in front of Mrs. Safter's window.
Yeah. She's probably flipping
so she
out now.
We had those clotheslines in the alley, you know, a little on the wheel where you hung your clothes
them.
Out.
I remember them.
With the clothespins and all that.
And they used to go
so
every single time you moved them, they made these like really squeaky noises. Right?
Yeah. She comes to the window, Safter.
Yeah.
With a big basket of clothes.
I bet you it goes
and
all
she,
in the air.
She opens the window and she sees me up. Frankala! What? Oh my God! She starts yelling and all the clothes go down in the alley. With it.
Oh no!
And she comes running down the stairs. Francis! You Frankala is up on the roof! My God! You know?
She probably
so
was
funny.
Scared for you.
And I'm laughing like
hell. Oh, my God, what did you do for the poor woman?
And my mother came up. Get off of that. Are you crazy? Get off of that ledge.
You deserved it.
Well, folks, it's a miracle, and I'm still here.
That's
things
the
I did.
That's true.
It's crazy. All right, Inner Sight.
Right.
Follett, we got, what we got coming up? Pat Cooper on the nursing home system.
Yeah.
Lauren Hardy.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever else. All right, we better do some commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're taking us off the air.
All right. Let's see. Nobody starves on Long Island.
Okay, Gary.
Oh, all right. 631-484.
I got to call him.
484-3085. Dog food, cat food, medical, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Give Gary a call. And, we were able to get a whole big bag of cat food for this guy who rescues cats. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Inner Sight donated it.
That's cool.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. What else we got?
I got to get to calling him. I keep forgetting. Because my dog, you know, he only can eat one food. Because he's got half a mouth of teeth.
Oh.
I don't know.
Well, somebody knocked his, what happened? Somebody knocked his teeth out?
No, they had to remove them. Because I don't know, for some reason, he was eating stuff. I don't know, outside.
Oh, you got to give him semi-liquid food then.
No, he doesn't need that. This dog can eat anything, believe it or not. It's amazing. It's just that he needs
a little softer
food.
Oh, he's got enough teeth to eat, right?
Yeah, but he's doing well. I mean, for real, he is. I was laughing. The moment he came back from surgery, this dog ate. I was like, how could you eat and you have had surgery? The dog wanted to eat. I'm like,
okay, you want to eat?
We'll give you something. Yeah, exactly.
All right, in a sight. Frolics. Oh, by the way, if you want to call in, 213-816-1650. And let's see, around the world, Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. Information on legislation and equipment and all that, and, you know, all. A lot of good stuff. Good, clean fun. You know? That is, if you want to be disabled. I mean, you don't have to be disabled if you don't want to. Well, you might not have a choice. But, yeah. All right, what else we got? All the beautiful children of the world. Watch out for them. Take care of them. Go the extra mile for a child.
That's true.
Yeah, Inner Sight reminds you. And don't forget about Corey and Avante. Two youngsters that we always honor. Let's see. Oh, my good friends at Baccaro's Italian Tavern.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you go over there. You want to, I mean, if it's not hot enough out, you know, you go in there and have a couple of drinks and, you know, and then you go out and you'll be higher than you were when you went in.
That's right.
Between the heat and the drink.
That's right.
All right. But Carl, 516-798-1555. All right. Make a reservation. Tell them we said hello over there. Hey, Inner Sight around the world, Turo Law Center. You need a good lawyer? Give them a call.
Yes, always.
631-761-7000.
Yeah.
Nobody should have to go to court, but sometimes you can't help it.
That's right.
You know. So you go to court, you hope you get a good judge, you know, get one of those mean son of a bitch. You know.
Oh, yeah.
All right, around the world, Inner Sight, what else we got? Big East Takeda Rescue .org, Little Bear. Yeah, so 609-388-7004, adopt an Akita, and turn them into a service dog. Or don't listen to those stupid agencies. They don't know what the hell they're talking about. They said the Akita couldn't be a guide dog. We proved them wrong.
Mm-hmm. Many times over.
Yeah. So you see right there, it shows you. They don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
All right, let's see. My buddy Anthony Kennedy, one of the members of our committee to license the schools, Kennedy Realty, good guy, 631-888-1186. You want to buy a house, sell a house, get some good info, call Mr. Kennedy over there at Kennedy Realty.
Yeah.
Good guy.
He is a good guy.
Yeah. And I want to thank the, I forget her name, but the girl who worked in his office. Big Inner Sight fan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got fans all over the place, folks.
I know.
You know. They're all over. They're coming out of the woodwork. They're coming out of the sewer, you know, everything.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Could you imagine the sewer? Mm.
Sure, you gotta have Inner Sight in the sewer too. You never know. What's all that noise in the background? Tell those people
That's
to shut
my
up.
Mother-in-law.
Hey, shut up! We're on the air, you stupid. All right, Inner Sight. Since you're here, because you never, we never know when you're going to be there or here
where,
or anywhere,
where?
Why don't you do the Able News while you still can?
Yeah, that's true. Well, I still can. Okay.
You never know.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Go ahead. Hit it.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 28 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right. You need a good civil rights lawyer. Call Bahamundi. What? Yeah, all right. Don't worry. I'll tell him. 516-783-9662, James Bahamundi, Civil Rights. Hopefully you can understand them. All right. Now, I'm going to tell you, my mother was Jewish, my father was Italian, so I learned all the words, see.
Uh-oh.
One of the biggest words you learn when you grow up in a Jewish
Italian
household is the word Meshigana.
Meshigana. I love
that. You know what Meshigana means?
Uh-huh. But I'd rather you explain it.
Yeah, well, you see, I'm going to tell you how I learned the word Meshigana. There was this woman
you were probably
who lived... No, this woman who lived on our block, her name was Mary.
Yeah.
And she was a real Meshigana.
Meshigana.
You know, and they used to call her Mary Sugar Bum around the pole.
Ooh, you know? That's a bad name.
And she thought,
really?
Yeah, she thought that she was in love with the pole.
Oh no!
So this woman would hang things. She would hang things on the pole. She would hug the pole. She would kiss the pole.
Oh no!
You know. She would dress up for the pole and Meshigana.
Yeah,
you know.
I would say that.
And my mom said, "Stay away from her. She's a Meshigana," which means crazy.
Yep.
I mean, she was harmless, but you know, she was Meshigana.
Yeah.
You know, so I learned that word, and every once in a while. The old lady would use it, you know. Meshigana.
Meshigana.
That's a cool word. I like that word.
Yeah, because it's like you're saying something, but you're not really saying something. In a sense,
then
you're saying it in your language, but you're not saying it, you know, where people would know what that really means, unless they're Jewish.
And then there was another word, yenta.
Oh, yenta.
Another Jewish word.
Yeah.
And the yenta meant, somebody who was like a vagrant, didn't work, had no job, lived in the subway or something, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, the yenta.
Like a homeless person.
Or somebody who was always butting into somebody else's business.
Really?
Yenta.
That would be a yenta? Oh, that's up there.
Yeah.
A Budinsky.
They always had to mind somebody else's business.
Wow.
All right, Inner Sight Follies, and check. You better check the line. Anybody on the line?
Yeah, let me look. Hold the horses. Okay. We've got Lily, and we've got a listener so far. The listener, if you'd like to speak, just letting you know, you could actually press the one and alert us so we can actually let you in, okay?
All right, but you know what? We haven't had Louie on for a while.
Yes, we're going to let Louie in first.
While the listener is thinking about talking, let's bring in Louie Rivera, Louie the Lip. from Hollywood. Here he is, Louie the Lip.
Hey, Louie. Hello. Is this Block Talk Radio?
No.
You finally made
it. Different show.
After all these years, what happened to you?
Yeah, right.
Last week, the line, I don't hear no dial tone last Friday. I thought it was cut off.
No dial tone? Why didn't you call the phone company?
Nah, because they will give me no love drops. I need love drops. I need love drops.
Yeah, that's right. You're always giving them out to other people. How about you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I need the ladies come over to the house and give a teaspoon of love drops. Give some one of the ladies and get up the floor and dance.
Yeah. The love drop dance.
Yeah. That's right. Is that Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero?
Yeah.
This is Louie Rivera talking.
I know,
Louie. Yeah. Hey, Lou, I got a question for you.
Talk to me.
Excuse me. I got a question for you. Do you know what a Mexican hat dance is?
Repeat that again. I think I remember the Mexican hat dance. It's easy to try when you get
Mexican hat dance. What is that?
It's like a dance step. Da 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 da
Oh, I thought a Mexican hat dance was a Mexican guy with a hat on who can't dance.
Yeah.
Crazy. Don't mind him.
So you taught me something. They do that at weddings, don't they? That's when they do the Mexican hat dance.
Oh, wow.
And that one, chicken dance?
The chicken
dance.
Yeah,
the chicken dance.
Well, I've done the
chicken
dance.
What's the chicken dance?
Da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da
da.
Now, wait a minute. Is that fried chicken or broiled chicken?
Fried. What? Say it again.
Is that fried chicken or broiled chicken?
Don't matter.
Chicken soup.
It's chicken.
Chicken noodle soup.
The chicken dance.
I said chicken dance.
I'm supposed to go to a wedding in August.
Uh-oh.
You know, I don't like weddings. I hate weddings.
Why?
Hey, you know
fun.
Who
I've been
who
to
goes,
a wedding before.
You know who goes to a lot of weddings?
Who?
Yeah, who goes to
the
wedding?
Divorce lawyers.
Oh, divorce lawyers.
There you go.
Sure. That's how they make their money.
Or widowers. Or people searching for, you know, a marriage.
You know, you go in there and you're a divorce lawyer. Here's my card, you know.
In case it don't work out.
Here's a card.
So, Louie, what do you think of... what do you think of Marlon Brando with The Godfather?
I saw it about 20 times, you know.
40 times?
Oh, you like
man.
That, huh?
Can you
20 times.
Any lines?
Let's have to listen to that to the brothers. Michael Corleone and Bob Boss, you know what I mean?
Okay. So tell me, what happened with the scene with the cannoli?
They took a goalie.
There you go. That's right.
Yeah.
Linoleum cannoli.
That's right.
What's that? Like a cookie?
What, cannoli? Oh, it's good. Too good. It's a cookie with I don't know what kind of inside.
It has cream in it.
Yeah, it has cream, like an almond paste cream.
It's a round thing with cream in it.
Yeah.
They got that at Uncle Giuseppe's.
Fattening. Oh, yeah.
No, it ain't good. I tried it before.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's
hey,
like
Lou.
Give us
a little song. Come on.
Yeah.
A little rendition. I know. Give us. You know that song, Spanish Eyes. Give us a little Spanish Eyes.
If I get it right,
yeah. Can you sing it in Spanish?
El blue Spanish eyes.
I think I've heard this song.
Teardrops in your golden Spanish eyes.
Oh,
blue, please don't cry. You want to see if your love is born in eyes. Blue. Please don't cry. If I fight for Reno, be with love before. Please, say CC. So you and your Spanish eye can wait for me.
All right. You did it. Beautiful, beautiful. Perfect for the folly.
You know, I always tease you, though, when I say how much you've had to drink, right?
What?
You know, I always tease you when I say how much you've had to drink. You don't drink. I know that much anyway.
Was that me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah.
You don't drink.
Hey, Louie. Suppose Dean Martin sang that and he was drunk. How would it sound?
Oh, no.
He's the king of cool.
Yeah. Dean Martin had a little bit too much, a little tipsy, you know. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Give
he's
it a whirl.
Rag pack.
Yeah, that's right. Joey Bishop.
Hey, Frank, I was, last time I went to the mall, about 5 or 6 weeks ago, I was looking for wigs.
Wigs?
You're looking for wigs?
Why are you looking for wigs?
What are you going to do with a wig?
Not the long hair wigs, the short hair wigs.
What?
Yeah.
And by the way, I was looking at the wigs for a while. I'll make sure I got the right size for my head.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And I was looking for mascara and then eyeshadow.
Why are you wearing mascara and a wig?
And lipstick.
And lipstick?
Huh.
For who? You?
Well, here he is, folks. Dean Martin with mascara, a wig, and lipstick singing Spanish eyes.
I need a wheelchair.
Why do you need a wheelchair?
I need a wheelbarrow to put money in.
Suzanne, why am I wearing a wheelchair? I want to be a Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero lookalike contest.
No, you don't need
that.
That's
why he's getting
Nobody
the wig.
Just put a wig on and sit in a chair. You don't need a wheelchair. Nobody needs a wheelchair.
I don't need
a
walker.
Well, some people do.
What?
I need a walker.
People actually do need it. No, you don't need any of that. If you don't actually need it, don't get it. Let me tell you, you don't want it.
Yeah, right.
Get a walker. Get a crawler.
That's right.
No cane either, and I don't need a wheelchair, Frank. I walk good.
All right, in the sight, we got to move on. We got Pat Cooper coming up.
Oh, wow.
All right,
okay.
Frank Perino and Suzanne and Frank,
I love you very much. And have a good weekend.
You too.
I love you.
We love you too.
All right. In a sight,
thank you.
Folks. Hey,
thank
we're on television. Let me give you the television. A Tuesday night, channel 20. 8 o'clock.
Sorry.
In a sight.
Oh, come on, my
friend. Oh, darn it. I can't mute it. Okay, got it. I hate this.
All right. 8 o'clock, channel 20. You got to stop talking so much.
Me?
You. Channel 20, 8 o'clock, Tuesday night, in a sight. And that's all over Long Island. Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. 11 o'clock, 1997. Check out Intersight on Manhattan Neighborhood Network. And we go on the Spirit Channel, Channel 3 on the Internet. People watch us on their phone. So that's good. Never thought you'd be able to watch television on a phone, did you? Boy, what are they going to come up with next? Got the smartphone. I think they would have the dumb phone. I think that would be cool. Something weird and different. All right, let's see. There's a lot of so many people being put into nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, terrible place.
Well, I got something unusual today. A call.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, about a nursing home.
No, not about a nursing home, but I just have to keep my eyes and ears and everything open because I get a call and it says, oh, we're, you know, from your sort of insurance company. They referred us to, they referred you to us. And I'm like, huh? It's Northwell Health. H-Well is paying for Northwell Health's services for me to get extra transportation and certain social services. And I'm like, what does that mean? And she goes, oh, she'll come and explain it all to you. I'm like, okay, explain it. It doesn't mean I have to accept it. She goes,
I would have said explain it on the phone. I'm not sure I want you here.
Well, let her come. It doesn't matter. I don't have to accept it. You know? That's all.
Yeah, but you don't know who these people are. You got to be careful.
Yeah,
all right.
But I have a whole bunch
you know,
of people
tell them,
here.
Tell them if they want to help you, tell them to get your mother out of that place.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of things
that's
they could
do
they
for
me
do.
Socially. So they could get me food stamps. They could get me this, that. And she was explaining a little bit. And I'm like, okay, you want to really help me? You really should really help me.
You don't need
me.
Them for that. You can call up and get that yourself.
Well, honestly, they told me explicitly, oh, no, you don't qualify. Well, now I want to see how these people are going to qualify me all of a sudden.
But they're not going to change your income. How are they going to qualify?
That's right. I want to know how they're going to do this. Well, I do qualify technically, but they're not giving it to me. Let's put it that way.
They probably are going to use you to get money. I guarantee you that.
Oh, I know.
Anyway, we got Pat Cooper.
Fun, you know me.
Pat Cooper on the line, and Pat, what do you want? What do you want? What do you bother me for? What's going on now?
Uh-huh.
What would you do if they wanted to put you in a nursing home?
Uh-uh.
A nursing home? Wait a minute. What do you mean? One of those places where they take all your money and they give you nothing and... And you gotta eat the rubber food? I don't want no rubber food.
Wow.
I don't eat squid anyway. That rubber food, that rubber stuff they get, you know? They call it squid, they call it fish. You know where they get that from? They get that from the back of the fish store when the guy throws it out at night.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, the old stuff. And they try to pass it along. They chop it up. They put a little, who knows what in it.
Uh-huh.
You know? And they expect people to eat it. Oh, how can you get better in a nursing home when they don't give you good food? They give you a bunch of junk to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got these social workers. You ever talk to a social worker in a nursing home? You know, they talk like they got something up their ass.
Mm-hmm.
You know? They talk like something happened to them. I don't know what they're doing. All they know is how to help the nursing home. They don't care how to help the person.
That's true.
Everything is with the nursing home. And then once you get in there, forget it. Try to get out.
That's true.
You know? Yeah. They don't care.
That's true.
It's the most horrible place. Me, I'd rather go with the Indians. That's where I'd go.
Yeah?
Yeah. Up there Las Vegas or upstate someplace, I go with the Indians. At least they understand Italian. Indians understand Italian? Sure.
That's a new one.
You never heard of an Italian Indian?
Oh, my.
I don't know. Sounds unusual, Pat. Well, they got plenty of Italian Indians. What do you think, how do you think the Pope got famous?
He's an Italian
Indian. He married Bacciawunamana.
Bacciawunamana? He's not supposed to get married.
Bacciawunamana. Italian Indian. Wait a minute. The Pope's not supposed to get married. Don't let him fool you. He's been married many a time. Too many. Sure.
Uh-huh.
That's how he gets all that money. He gets married and he gets divorced, and the woman has to pay him alimony because he's the Pope.
There you go.
You know, it's like that the airplane. TWA. You heard of that?
TWA.
Yeah, well, you know why the Pope flies TWA all the time?
Why?
Well, I don't know, Pat. I didn't know he did. Sure, Top Whop arrived. What are you talking about? TWA.
Yeah.
Anyway, don't ever go to a nursing home. Stay away from those places. You'd be better off living in the sewer or the subway.
Uh-oh. Nuh-uh.
Than a
nursing home. Who wants to live in either of those?
Anyway, Pat, we hope you never have to go to a nursing home. Well, I would go to Hollywood. They got a beautiful place over there. All the big shots held it up there. Kirk Douglas and all them. Place in Hollywood. Now, that's what you call a high-class place. Not these joints run by the state, and all they do is take people's money. And, boy, if you got a house, forget it. You won't have it for long. All right, Pat Cooper on the nursing homes. Giving people some good advice. Don't go there. All right. Oh, we got any Laurel Hardy music? Hello? Are you there? Are you anywhere?
Sorry.
Are you here?
I'm here.
Oh.
I just had to yell at somebody.
You got... Yeah, you got any Lauren Hardy music? Give me a little...
Give me a second.
Lauren Hardy,
I'm out of breath.
If you can dig it up.
Honey. Give me a second, Frank. I'm out of breath.
Well, plug in your oscillator.
My oscillator?
Yeah. Pump it up. That's what you need. You need a pump.
I need a pump?
See?
For what reason?
Keep the
isolator
going.
This is crazy. I finally got to the...
Pump the oxygen right into your mouth. That's the way to do it. And you won't need it in your nose, see?
Yeah, guess what? It dries my mouth.
Pump it right in.
Well,
you have to have fumigated oxygen.
No, I need moisturized, really moisturized. They don't have a good moisturizer.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You put the eucalyptus or whatever in there.
Yeah, they don't have
and you
that.
You pump it that way.
Well, you can't, really.
Oh, you could. You could hook it up.
No, you can't because when you put it through that system, the oxygen, it doesn't come through the hose completely. It's far away from the other room.
Well, they got to make it right.
Imagine if it was close and I had a short tubing. My nose would have a huger hole in it than it does right now.
They got to. Nah, it should go in your mouth, not your nose.
No, my mouth would be very dry, too. I just need to get rid of my oxygen completely and have normal lungs. That would be nice. Sorry.
Oh, well, I would be the best.
Yes, that would. Heal.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that
and you won't need
it already. You know, you got
to
start.
Hey, what happened to my Lauren Hardy music?
Well, I was waiting for you to be ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's go. We're raring.
Here we
go.
Now, why don't you help me out?
Well, what do you want me to do?
Now, you know I have to help my ex-girlfriend.
Your ex-girlfriend? Well, what's wrong with her?
I'm getting rid of her.
Oh,
she's getting married.
Oh,
but she doesn't want her mother to know. So she's gonna elope.
Elope? Oh, that. So what do you want me to do, Ollie?
Now grab a hold of this ladder and follow me.
Well, all right.
Would you watch that ladder? You hit me right in the head.
Well, I can't help it if you got a big head.
Never mind. Now, put that ladder up against that wall. Go ahead.
Well, all right.
I'm gonna now climb up and go through that window and get those bags.
You want me to climb up there, all the way up, high up there, and go through the window and get the bags? Have you lost your mind or something else?
What do you mean?
Well, I can't go up there. I got claustrophobia.
Claustrophobia. All right, Yellow Belly, I'll go. Hold that ladder.
Have you got it?
I've got it all right, but I don't know who's got me.
Oh, what are you doing?
Well, I'm getting your bags, honey, so you can move out.
Well, I changed my mind. I'm not going to get married.
What do you mean you changed your mind?
Leave the bags right there. My boyfriend left me.
Well, don't cry. You still got Ollie. Would you shut up and stay out of this? Now, make up your mind. Are you going or aren't you?
I'm not going.
Well, what are we going to do now? I don't know. Women. Well, here she comes again.
Ollie, honey, darling, my boyfriend and I made up, I'm going to get married. Now you're going to get... Are you sure? Well, of course I'm sure. Get my things. Well, here we go again. Well, you want me to hold the ladder? Just stand there and be quiet. Uh-oh. I think they had another fight, Ollie. What are you doing up on that ladder? Well, I'm trying to get in the window to get your things. You can't fit through that window. You're bigger than the house. And besides, I'm not getting married. I changed my mind. Now, wait a minute.
All right, folks, there you have it. Up and down the ladder.
I'm like, what the? Hold on, let me
it
get
was
that
funny
music.
When,
give me a second.
Gleason did that skit too, you know.
Yeah, he did?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
They got it from Lauren Hardy.
Oh, I know.
So funny.
But I didn't know they did that skit too.
All right, Inner Sight, by the way, after tonight, we'll be gone.
Yes, for a little while.
We'll never be back.
No, don't say that.
We'll be back.
I like the radio. It makes
July 9th, we'll be back.
Yes. Yeah. Unfortunately, that's my daddy's.
July 9th.
The day that my daddy passed.
Oh, that's the day that the nursing home killed your father. Horrible place.
That's right.
Horrible place.
Yeah. And now they're working on my mama. I asked them today.
You better get her out of there.
Can you please let me speak to my mother? Right? And they said to me, she's doing well. The antibiotics that she was on, she's, you know, doing well. I'm like, okay.
Doing well.
Doing well. What does doing well
you
mean? Can I speak with her? Can I speak with her? That's crazy. You didn't even let me speak with her.
They didn't let you talk to your mother? Why not?
Well, I was like, I was waiting. I wanted them to let me speak with her, and she was in the shower or something, and then I said, okay, let me talk to her when she gets out. And I figured, it'll be a time where she'd be able to get out. But no.
Well, you have to call her back, that's all.
Yeah, I will. I'm going to call tomorrow. I'm really ticked off that they didn't ever call me. Yeah.
Either they forgot to tell her, or maybe she didn't want to call,
exactly,
or she didn't understand. Who knows?
No, or she just is tired after the shower. That I didn't mind, you know.
90 seconds.
All right, Inner Sight, around the world, in honor of Joe Harrion, and we'll be with you July 9th. Have a safe 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
Look out for those cherry bombs. I love cherry bombs.
Oh, God, I don't like them. They scare me.
Ash can.
You must have loved them as a kid, right?
Oh, we used to put them under the ash can, light it, and run.
Oh, they used to make a loud, loud, loud noise.
Seconds.
All right, we'll be with you July 9th, week off. Thank you so much, Suzanne, co-host, engineer, all the listeners, callers, non-callers,
sewer workers,
and everybody else.
No sewer workers.
Stay within a sight.
Yes.
Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. Phone number, innersight@pmpmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
No attachments. All right. Hope you had a little fun, a little craziness. It's good to let loose once in a while.
Seconds.
Goodbye, world. In a sign. Good night, everybody. Woo!
Good night, everyone.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.